It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The National Archives is asking the Department of Justice to investigate the former president's handling of White House records, seeking to review whether Trump violated the Presidential Records Act that requires that all records created by presidents be turned over to the National Archives at the end of their administration. Trump, however, routinely ripped up documents and brought around 15 boxes of records home to his Mar-a-Lago estate after his term ended. The New York Times is reporting that some of the boxes contained classified information. And Maggie Haberman, in her forthcoming book, reports that White House staff periodically discovered wads of printed paper clogging a toilet which they believed Trump had flushed. The House Oversight Committee on Thursday opened a new investigation into potential violations of the Presidential Records Act by the former guy. Separately, the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection issued a subpoena yesterday for Peter Navarro. That's Trump's one-time trade advisor who's consistently defended efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Moving on to COVID, a growing number of states, including New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Connecticut, and Oregon, have begun lifting mask mandates and other coronavirus restrictions. These changes come as infection numbers are falling, and polls are showing that Democrats and Republicans alike are suffering from what the New York Times is calling pandemic fatigue. So this has intensified pressure on the Biden administration to loosen its guidance on masks and other measures to fight the virus. And Dr. Fauci even said that the U.S. is exiting the, quote, full-blown pandemic phase. But Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said it's still too soon to stop wearing masks in indoor public places. I'll keep wearing mine. The latest data shows COVID-19 hospitalizations in the U.S. have dropped 38% from just a few weeks ago. But the CDC is saying masking rules should stay for now due to limited hospital bed availability. So as things are starting to loosen up here, the Department of Homeland Security is warning that those trucker protests against coronavirus mandates that are crippling parts of Canada may be spreading to the U.S., with plans to block roads in major U.S. cities, including Los Angeles, where they could impact the Super Bowl. The so-called Freedom Convoy has been jamming the streets of Canada's capital city of Ottawa for nearly 2 weeks. But this week, truckers started obstructing border crossings, including one linking Windsor, Canada with Detroit. Now, that's a key supply route for the auto industry. It carries 25% of all trade between the U.S. and Canada. Ford and Toyota said they were pausing or reducing production at several Canadian factories. General Motors canceled a Wednesday shift at a Lansing, Michigan plant. By the way, just so you know, 80% of Canadians are fully vaccinated. These actions are from a small but very loud minority. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday shifted her public position on banning lawmakers and their spouses from owning and trading individual stocks, now saying that she would support a ban if members of her caucus wanted to do so. In December, Pelosi seemed to be vehemently against the idea of banning members of Congress from trading individual stocks. She said at the time, quote, "We're a free market economy. They should be able to participate in that." All righty then. Russia continues building up troops in Belarus, seemingly poised to invade Ukraine, while the White House has approved a plan for U.S. troops to help Americans evacuate Ukraine in the event of an invasion. Nearly 2,000 troops in the region are now setting up processing areas and temporary shelters inside Poland near the border with Ukraine, where Americans leaving could go for help while they're in transit. The U.S. State Department has repeatedly said it would be wise for Americans to leave Ukraine, issuing strict travel advisories for Americans not to travel there and to be aware that Russia is planning for significant military action. And today, Russia and Belarus began 10 days of joint military exercises. Stay tuned. Here at home, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has changed its mission statement, moving away from the agency's approach under the previous administration, who removed the phrase "nation of immigrants" from that statement 4 years ago. The agency's new mission statement says it, quote, "upholds America's promise as a nation of welcome and possibility with fairness, integrity, and respect for all we serve. The Biden administration also moved to stop using the term illegal alien in public documents and speeches. Well, the family of comedian Bob Saget, who was found dead in his Orlando, Florida hotel room last month, released a statement saying authorities determined that Saget, quote, accidentally hit the back of his head on something, thought nothing of it, and went to sleep. The statement added that no drugs or alcohol were involved. The 65-year-old Bob Saget was on a comedy tour at the time of his death. And, well, let's end on an up note, shall we? Dolly Parton's theme park, Dollywood, has announced it will pay all tuition costs, fees, and books for employees who pursue higher education. This includes all part-time, full-time, and seasonal employees from the first day they're on the job. Along with this new tuition benefit, they receive access to the Dollywood Family Healthcare Center and are provided free meals for every working shift. And the park also pays a portion of childcare costs for employees who need childcare while they work. Dolly Parton, the more you know. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully supported by listeners, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.